Hutton Orbital Radio, and what an amazing day it has been. I cannot believe how far we have come along in just one day. We are so close to crossing that line. It is unbelievable. How's your day been, Dave? Yeah, we still have a lot of the Lave Radio crew here in the chat room with us, so they will no doubt make their presence known if we happen to say something that interests them or that they horribly disagree with. But that was an extremely fantastic, amazing end to our arrival in Hutton Orbital there, with that massive instance of commanders' chaff going off, commanders lining up and showing this is how you cue it. It was just fantastic. I don't think we could have had or hoped for a much better ending to today. And we're going to run through the stats and let you know where we currently are while we wait patiently for a special commander who has been on a, what, 3-month journey in exploration to arrive at Hutton Orbital. He was so desperate, he turned around and came back to be part of this community goal. And so many explorers have done that. We've had Dobbo come back, we had Mindwipe. He didn't really come back, he blew up. We had Ian Phillips, Reichdar, who turned around. It took him 3 days to get back here. And it's just amazing that people have got that kind of community spirit, that they just cannot miss this and have to be part of it. So we're hoping he'll arrive in one piece and not be pirated. So we're currently twitching that out on the YouTube channel and on Lave Radio Twitch, hopefully waiting to mark his arrival with us. How are we doing for the goal, Dave? Where are we on that next tier? That's just unbelievable. That's jumped up by 100 in tonight's convoy. That's absolutely spectacular. I did predict, I reckon we would cross 300, but I was expecting us to be, sorry, 3,000. I was expecting us to cross 3,000 at some point tomorrow. I wasn't expecting us to be practically on top of it tonight. And yeah, less than 100,000 tonnes. Oh, we'll definitely cross this tier by the morning. I think, you know, if we leave it in their capable hands, the Australians will come in, all those continents that are waking up now are going to take over and carry on our hard work, and they're going to cross this line for us. And it's a shame we can't be there when you do it, guys, to celebrate your efforts, because it's amazing. And we'll wake up in the morning and we'll be sitting there thinking, can we do it? Can we really take this community goal the full way? Is it going to happen? And I reckon by lunchtime tomorrow we'll have a damn good idea if it's going to happen. And you know what? If you're listening to Hutton Orbital for the first time, if you've not done this community goal, we need you, and we need your friends, and we need you to wing up, and we need you to bring as much scrap as you can to Hutton Orbital, because if we've got a hope in hell of crossing that final line, we need to give it our all. I've managed to think the convoy this evening was my 6th run today into Hutton Orbital. It is something that you can do around doing other things if you're just a bit careful. Bearing in mind, we will keep you up to date with any pirates that are coming in the system, any problems with pirating at all. I realise that Dave is silent to you all. We'll go through those figures again in a second, but Dave, I've managed to mute you again and nobody could hear you. I've done that before. I had a long conversation with myself, which is, you know, it's not unheard of, but
it wouldn't be the first time.
So if we could just go through those figures again, how much scrap have we collected?
A shedload. No, actually, 1.9 million tonnes. 1,915,337 tonnes collected.
And that's over 2,800 and something to something commanders.
Yeah, 2871.
2871. It's just amazing. So we need you guys. We need you and your friends to ship cargo out here. We need scrap. We need it in the Hutton Orbital. We need you to take part, to be part of it. And it's worth it to you, because once we cross that line, that bottom tier jumps up. And if we hit that top line, that bottom reward jumps up again. And that just means that for shipping your 100 tons, your 60 tons, your 150 tons, your 280 tons, whatever you can carry to that station in your medium pad ships, is going to count for a hell of a return for your your efforts. It's worth.
We don't want to neglect
involved.
Those guys in the small ships. We've had people in Cobras, we have people in haulers. I mean, even if it's just your fourth, fifth, sixth turn in a hauler, every little ton counts.
It is. We're at the nitty gritty. We're getting into that final day. We have only a matter of, what is it? We've got 1 day and 11 hours or something.
I've lost count. I'm tired. I'm broken. We've done too many of these. And
two convoys in one night was a bit ambitious. All right, well, what we'll do is we'll come over to you for the traffic report. What are the figures for tonight?
Okay, we've had... It's a slight drop-off. We had about a 10% drop-off in ships. We had 3,177 ships in the last 24 hours. Last time we did this report, it was 3,400. So, yeah, about 10% drop-off. We've had 1180 Pythons, 709 Type 6s, 28 haulers, 489 Asps. It looks like they've got their Asping gear and joined us. We've got 327 Cobras, 56 Ferdelances, though there are some pirates in that. 29 Vipers, 57 dropships, 27 incy-wincy, teensy-wincy little sidewinders. We've had 97 Vultures. Once again, these guys have either been our cover or they've been pirates hunting us down. 22 Eagles. I don't know what you bring to Hutton and an Eagle, but we appreciate it. 21 Diamondback Explorers. 21 Scouts, 32 Anacondas, and we've got more news about Anacondas in a minute. 10 Imperial Couriers, I'm pretty sure those guys have been hunting people. We do have fuel rats cover from at least one of them, though. 33 Adders, 10 Type 7s, 20 Clippers, once again, pirates and cover. 5 Orcas. Yesterday were only 3, so we've got more Orcas today than we've ever had.
They're just coming to watch.
Type 9s.
That's all. They're just coming for the little... Let's go and see what's going on at Hutton Orbital, because the cameraman's gone down and they're just sitting there sunbathing and watching the chaos unfold. Because, I mean, some of these people have never seen an orderly queue formed in their lives and, you know, we're showing them how to do that.
Oh, the queuing has been particularly British.
It certainly has. Tip to tail and in a perfectly beautiful straight line. Unbelievable.
I say, old boy, who's next?
No, it's you. After you. You go first. It's fine.
No. Please.
So tomorrow we are hoping to do our last convoy. We are planning to meet at 6 at Wolf 424 Ready Gateway. It does have stock in there. If you're caught on the fly and you're running behind, head to the Ready Gateway. You can dock up there and you'll probably be able to fill your stock with scrap there. If failing that, of course, you can always go to Gernsback Terminal, which is in... Oh, goodness me! Will I ever remember? Is it Greenbridge? 1618?
Yes. I don't know the station name. It's Ballsack or something. Oh, God knows.
No, it's Gernsback. Gernsback Terminal. And they've got 750,000. It's maybe 2 jumps from there to Alpha Centauri, just because it's 18 light years out, or it's 1 jump if you've got the right frameshift drive on the way there. But certainly I don't think you'll have a full load of scrap and be able to do that in 1 jump. But there, that's an option. Or Pontes Terminal, which is also in Wolf 424, is perfectly suitable for your scrap collections too. Just a quick look. Looks like we're getting a wee message in there. No, yeah, fine. Yeah, you're fine. It's my fault. I knew exactly what I did wrong.
Right, we have Commander Van incoming in 7 minutes. He holds the record for the commander who has travelled the furthest to get here. I think you mentioned it earlier, but yeah, 11,000 light years away when he got the message. He had said to me he couldn't be bothered, he didn't want to, he was enjoying exploring. Out in the black is better because there were no evil pirates. And he's turned around and come back 11,000 light years. He's sold his exploration data. He's 7 minutes away from Hutton with God knows how much he's got on board. He's got an asp. And we're going out to meet him in a minute.
Yeah, so we'll hopefully have a live meeting for him in the next few minutes. We're just waiting for the confirmation that he's not done a massive loop of shame or fallen asleep at the last hurdle. But I think it's maybe time for a somber moment. I think it's... Yeah, we'll just call the background twinkly twinklies to... And we'll have... If everyone could be upstanding, please. Yeah, that's quite enough of that. I think it's about as much sympathy I'm going to give him. But we lost our biggest defender, one of the men who's inspired into taking on pirates everywhere in the universe, and when he heard about the trouble we were having, rushed over in his anaconda to our aid. And he has been fighting those commanders till his last breath. Which sadly came...
To his last credit, which is worse.
Yeah, to his last credit, that's right, yeah. Which unfortunately came earlier on today. And a ship that was titled... What was the name of the ship again? It was Lady Justice, was it?
It was the Lady Justice. The Lady Justice was born back when he first encountered some of these notorious pirates. And he decided that his mission in life was to take on some of these player pirate groups and tool up a ship specially for killing them. And having done so, having invested all his time, all his money, months and months and months of time, Commander Eleanor bought the Lady Justice, brought her over to Hutton Orbital specially to help us, and met the pirates.
And he took many a pirate out with him until his last credit. And we'll miss you. Thank you very much for your service. You have been a sort of lifesaver, literally, for some of these players. And whenever they came in and saw an anaconda on their scanner and up came the name Lady Justice, they knew they were in safe hands and their instance would be secure. So, again, we salute you. Thank you very much. You are a star.
Rest in pieces.
Well, to be honest, we could just scoop him up and trade him in for some more scrap.
Yeah, anacondas have got a lot of scrap, yeah. It's bits of anaconda sold at Hutton.
Now, we have an updated, again, you guys continue to email us in with the most wonderful support and thank you letters, and it's been, wonderfully moving to have it now. I think we'll save this lot actually for tomorrow when we come in the morning, 11 o'clock for the morning broadcast, or approximately. I say that because I might decide to poach an egg and it could be 2:30. But we are planning on doing a little newscast then. Obviously, it's our last day, really. It's our last concerted effort tomorrow that we have to push to try and get this goal as far as it can go. We've succeeded. We have gone above and beyond. You guys have stepped up in the most ridiculous circumstances for the most ridiculous and laughable missions, and you have stuck to your guns. You have followed us in open. You've taken the pirates on. You've faced doom and destruction. You've faced the toils and the bills of running at a loss to sell scrap for a community goal that's not going to give you your money back. You've come out there and you've worn your ships down to the bolts and paid hundreds of thousands in credits just to get this goal over the line, and you have done it time and time again. And the question remains, what the hell is wrong with you lot? Why are you doing this? Are you off your rockers? And also, thank you very much for being off your rockers, because we couldn't do this if it wasn't for you guys. It's been amazing.
Just an update. I've jumped into Super Cruise to try and welcome Commander Van back. There is a Commander Judds here. Commander Judds, if you're listening, please tell me if you're friendly, because at the moment I'm pretending to interdict you in a Type 6 with no shields.
Judds is friendly. Judds flew out with us earlier on tonight in our convoy and was there to protect. Well, I don't even think they've got a combat-ready ship at the current minute, but they've flown with us quite a few times today, so they are...
Yeah, Judds is in a Vulture with Interdictor and all sorts, so just checking he's a friendly.
They are friendly. I'm certain of it that they're friendly. As I say, I've had a long chat with them on the journeys out. In fact, it's maybe a good quick point while we're waiting for some word back from Van, who must be imminent. He must be imminent now. He must be.
Yeah, I mean, he was when we started talking, he was 7 minutes out. So unless he's done a loop of shame, I'm in Super Cruise hunting for him at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, I think, you know, the person that I think was probably most surprised by tonight's convoy was Chris Jarvis. And I think you're still with us, aren't you, Chris and Fozza?
And, yeah, I'm still here.
And Ben and Colin, they're all still here. They've been. I think you're playing Chaos on your next run, aren't you?
No. I was actually searching for some way to make my dream of an in-cockpit, in-flight movie a reality. basically by playing the game through OBS rather than through the actual client. Unfortunately, I can only use local video files rather than from Windows Media Player, and the only video files I have are entirely inappropriate for a run of this nature.
Chris, you might be able
let's just say most of the videos I actually have stored locally are less than 3 minutes long.
We'll say no more about that. But how did you enjoy the convoy tonight? Was there any surprises in that for you?
I did. There was this really nice moment. I think because we were doing the podcast, I sort of have a worst-case scenario planning thing. And I had this idea that because we'd said we were going to be doing this convoy, that we would be being interdicted left, right and centre and kind of be forced to engage in combat while trying to do a podcast. But actually, you know, the reality of it was that the run itself to Hutton Orbital was very quiet. In fact, I think because I was a little late to the instance, I was the only person I could see other than one other player. But actually, yeah, when we got to Hutton Orbital, there was this kind of great welcome from this, like a combat air patrol of pilots that were just loitering around Hutton and just providing a kind of a welcome net of friendly combat ships that were sort of keeping an eye out for things and policing things. And it was just really nice having flown all that way across kind of some very, probably the loneliest space I've encountered in Elite Dangerous, to feel that there were kind of, you know, lights on and warm fires and friendly faces at the other end was an amazing end to the journey, actually.
I mean, that's characterised the whole thing for us. It really has. The number of people whose friends lists have exploded as a result of this, just bumping into commanders around the station. So it's been good fun.
No, it's great. And on the one hand, I would say that it kind of makes me more keen to get involved in community goals, you know, another time. But there's something that feels, I think because of the kind of marathon nature of this particular goal, there's something about it that makes it very unique, whereas if I were to go, you know, maybe take part in another one which doesn't have such an epic journey and such an epic experience involved with it, I don't know, would it be disappointing?
Well, that's the challenge, and maybe that, you know, it's a challenge that Dave, myself and Mike will rise to at some point, is to work out, can you make something that's not as ridiculously difficult as this as attractive to be involved in? I mean, the ridiculous thing about this is the losses that people are running at. You know, we are losing money, credits, hand over fist on our way out there, and continually just turning around and going back. I mean, I spent, crikey, a couple of weeks in anticipation of this being an expensive run, just trading away in my Anaconda, and I reckon I'm down about 10, 15 million credits so far.
Okay, guys, I need to interrupt you for a second. Commander Van is 22,000 light seconds behind me on approach to Hutton Orbital.
Ooh, fantastic. It's going to be awesome.
Do you want to hop out into Super Cruise to join us?
I will wait for you to arrive, because if I stay in this instance, you'll come in to all these lovely commanders.
Good thinking, Batman.
Fuzz, how did you find your... You've done a couple of convoys, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm up to around about 2,000 tonnes, so most of my trips have been during the day where things have to be said, it's a little bit quieter. So it was really nice to, as Jarvis says, to arrive and see all these friendly ships. I mean, it's probably the most amount of player-owned ships I've seen in a single instance since playing Elite Dangerous, and that even goes for some of the times where we've had people outside Leif Station whilst we've been podcasting. So there's definitely... that feeling of a warm embrace as you come in from the cold after flying for an hour and a half to get out to to get out to Hutton Orbital. It was really something to see, especially considering it wasn't just the same type of ships either. There was such a mix of ships hanging outside the station. It really did feel like there was a lot of variety and a lot of sort of real people out there, which, as I say, different to what you normally get in Elite Dangerous.
It was kind of like even you see the marathons run in London and you get to the finish line and there's a massive crowd, and even though a lot of that crowd had been on the journey with you, you know, but they're all there to applaud everyone for making it, they're all there to keep an eye and go, "Hey, we made it in one piece." And I think, Ben, you've been on you were on a convoy. Were you on the convoy last night as well?
I've been on a couple of convoys, that's great fun. I love having... I was sort of going as an armoured transport, I guess you could say, last night and tonight doing my Python. I made sure that I was babysitting the Type 6s and things.
The amount of people that have come into this TeamSpeak channel as well, I mean, some of the days when you've logged in and, you know, the Hutton Orbital Community Goal channel, the list of commanders in there chatting is the whole length of your client. You can't see the next room down because of all these people.
We've maxed it out, haven't we, so far?
I'm not sure.
We've hit the cap on the TeamSpeak a couple of times.
And I can even see a certain commander who doesn't play very often, who was actually there at Hutton in his Cobra, that's a Bewilderbeast, who was taking a little holiday from Elite, and he's come back in. He's been enticed back in by everybody, which is brilliant. So it's great to see old faces. Colin, you still there? Yep.
I'm still here, yeah.
Yeah, now, have you been on one of the big convoys we've done, or have you done a couple of runs to Hutton in your own time?
Yeah, I've done a couple of solo runs to Hutton. I was there last night when the pirates really came after a few people, but I managed to evade them, and then I went pirate hunting, but they'd all run away.
Yeah, we've had a number of instances, I think. They haven't had any real strong effect on the community goal at all. They've barely even slowed the continual supply of scrap, which is...
Oh, I think he's doing a loop of shame, guys. Sorry to cut across you there. Well, Commander Van might be doing a loop of shame.
That's just exactly what he wanted broadcast on his victorious return, isn't it?
Loop of shame.
No, he's forgotten how to fly. Well, I'm dropping out for him and dropping a nav beacon. Sorry to cut across you, gentlemen.
No problem.
Not at all. So, yeah, and are you planning any more runs, or have you hung up your pilot's boots for this community goal for the time being?
I think the last big run was the last one I can do, to be honest. I've got to head down to the Empire now, so... But it's been fun while doing it.
Yeah, we have to sort of comment on the fact that there has been a distinct lack of senatorial presence during this entire little escapade, and after approaching the senator and being told no, I don't think we're going to see him taking part. But yeah, tomorrow night is our last convoy. It's going to be the big one. It's going to be, I should say things like, it's going to be at a location as yet undisclosed to avoid any pirates. But frankly, you know what? It's been fine so far. They can come. They can be part of this too. In fact, they can join us in the last convoy. All you pirate groups out there, put down your guns. All you power players that have been fighting and killing feds at the jump in point, put away your weapons. Fill up on scrap. Come on, join us on this last run. It's our last big convoy tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Join us. Join us with hands of friendship. Let's close this community goal as one big, massive community, all together, flying out for the ridiculous length of time. Let's have a chat, let's have some tunes, have some fun, and let's get there and finish this in style. That's what we want to do. So come on.
Hold on, Grant. It's just the way that you're going on. It just sounds like you've got the slogan, "Make mugs, not war."
That's it. You've just nailed it on. That's it. Your first go. Make mugs, not war. Brilliant. That's exactly what.
Well, Commander Van has joined us. He has landed. Well, he's not landed. He's approaching Hutton Orbital. I think he's forgotten. And he's forgotten what button does his landing gear. Can we clear the pads?
The pad is there's someone just clearing the pad now. Let's see if we can get a little message.
He needs an oil change and a pee. He's just missed the station there.
I don't think anyone's requested the landing pad yet, so I'm not sure if there's much of a queue left, actually.
Well, there's chaff going off. There are Type 6s everywhere. I can see his ASP. It's looking pretty battered. He's pulling a loop. Come on, go for permission to land.
How many light years has he come from?
11,000 light years. He was making a 6-month trip to Sajay the slow way, and I messaged him about 3 days ago to say, come on, you're coming to join us. He said, no, this is too much fun out here. And he gave in about a day and a half ago and said, sod it, I'm coming back, or something in Wolverhamptonian accent. And said he was coming back, and he's made the trip in probably a day and a half, maybe just under 2 days to get back here.
It's amazing. Well, we have somebody who has requested docking permission. I have no idea if it is Commander Van, but we are waiting, anticipation, and all kinds of excitement. Is he driving an ASP? He might want to turn his ship the right way up. I'm just saying.
And
here he comes down onto the pad.
Oh, we've got some chaff. Who's that? Is that moving in a Type 6 there?
We have chaff.
Oh, no, Deltarius.
And the ASP, he has managed to get hooked up on the lamppost. Which is very impressive.
Oh,
all that journey and a lamppost seems to be more than he can handle. Large stellar bodies, no hassles. That sideways to the pad, you kind of want to go 90
degrees. He is down to 93% hull. We are not doing well at the moment. Come on, you're going
to
get this ship down.
If
it kills me, I'm staying here until he's down.
He's making me look good at docking.
Go on, can you message the guys in local chat to tell them clear the pad for Commander Van, because he deserves this landing.
He is. The pad is clear. I think they've cleared the pad, have they not?
I don't know what he's doing. Somebody's got... He's going down. He's nose down, nose down. He's still nose down. Come on, nose up a tiny bit.
Landing gear. Landing gear. Don't forget your landing
gear. He's forgotten his landing gear. Oh, no, he's hit the pad.
Landing gear is down. He just tilt it. That's it, that's it.
Come
that's
on,
it.
Nose up.
Yes!
The man is down.
And he's down to a massive shower of chaff and fantastic celebrations as an 11,000 light year journey comes to an end, and he sells his scrap and then realises how much this has just cost him. I can hear the weeping from the cockpit from here. We have a T9 spamming and chaffing the pad in a beautiful loop. It is scenes of jubilation here as this commander returns from such an epic journey to take part in such...
He hasn't had a shower in 6 months. This guy may pad block for a while.
As long as he doesn't use Cubicle 3, all should be fine.
No, Cubicle 3 is not just out of order, it's been shut down, it's been boarded up, it's not in use.
Yeah, I think they've put calls out to Second Tech Fozza to come and have a look at it, but I'm not quite sure that...
Even Fozza's wrench was not man enough for that job.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in tonight and witnessing this amazing return to Hutton from a commander who's clearly as mad as a brush. We will be back tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for our morning discussions. We'll talk about the last convoy of this community goal, which will be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Meeting up at Ready Gateway as per usual. Be there. Bring friends. Bring other commanders that you're talking to. We need to make this one count. It might be the difference between crossing that last line or coming very close to it. But it doesn't matter, we've succeeded. But let's have some fun while we do it. Any last words from anybody here?
Other than me to say thank you very much, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Then we shall catch you all tomorrow. Thank you so much for being part of us.